Okay, so like imagine this, a giant seesaw, right? And it's like perfectly balanced. You put like a stack of tokens on one side and another stack on the other. And then you want to like swap some out. So you do, but then that seesaw is going to tilt right. Well, that, my friend, is kind of like the basic idea behind a liquidity pool. And today we're basically hitching a ride with the Goblins protocol to try to figure out how the heck those token prices actually work inside.
Yeah, it's interesting because like liquidity pools are a cornerstone of DeFi, but they can feel like a bit of a black box, even for like experienced users. Like they get the need for them, but the actual mechanics of how token prices are determined, that's where things get kind of fuzzy.
Yeah, exactly. That's where our deep dive comes in. We're going like way beyond the basics to really understand how these pools tick. And we're using insights from the explained how token prices are determined in liquidity pools article, straight from the goblins themselves. No jargon, I promise. Okay, so let's talk about the seesaw a bit more. What's the magic that keeps it from like completely flipping over every time someone makes a trade?
Well, it all boils down to a rather elegant equation, actually. It's called the constant product formula. Now, don't let your eyes glaze over just yet. This formula, which is represented as XY equal AK, is the bedrock of how these pools function.
Okay, so break it down for me. What do those letters actually represent in the real world of tokens and swaps?
Okay, so we can put it this way. X represents the quantity of the first token in the pool. Let's just call it token error for simplicity. Y is the amount of the other token in the pool. We'll call that token one. And that K, well, that's our constant, the anchor that keeps the whole system in check.
So no matter how much someone trades, no matter how many tokens they're swapping back and forth, the product of those two token quantities always has to equal this K value. That's how the seesaw stays somewhat balanced.
Precisely. And this simple yet super powerful formula is hard-coded into a smart contract, which acts as the enforcer to make sure that every trade, every swap maintains that constant balance.
I love this about DeFi, this like elegant dance between code math and these decentralized transactions. But just knowing this formula exists is one thing. What I really want to understand is how it plays out when someone actually decides to make a trade on goblins. Let's say I want to swap some of my token zero for some of that sweet, sweet token one. Walk me through what happens step by step. So I like stroll up to this goblin's pool, metaphorical wallet in hand, ready to make a swap. What happens behind the scenes, like the moment I hit that confirm button?
Right, well, it all comes back to our trusty seesaw analogy and that constant K value. When you go to offer up your token Dero to buy token one right, you're essentially adding weight to one side of that seesaw. To maintain balance, something has to give on the other side.
Okay, so that's where the smart contract swoops in. Like a DeFi superhero, it's not just going to let my trade like throw the whole pool out of whack, is it?
Precisely. The smart contract automatically adjusts the amounts of token zero and token one in the pool. This is to ensure that even though the quantities have changed, that all-important product of XY still equals our constant K.
Hold on, let me see if I got this straight. So by trading my token zero for token one, I'm not just like getting token one based on some fixed price on a screen or something. I'm actually shifting the ratio of tokens in the pool,
Yeah.
which directly changes the price for everyone.
Now you're getting it. The price isn't determined by like an order book, like in traditional finance.
Yeah.
It's dynamically calculated. It's based on the current ratio of those two tokens within the pool itself. It's a constant dance of supply and demand. And it's happening in real time with every single transaction.
This is blowing my mind a little bit. Okay, so let's talk about the ripples this creates. What happens if I decide to go for a big brain move and swap like a massive chunk of tokens in one go? Am I like creating a tidal wave in the pool?
That's a great question. And it brings us to the concept of price impact.
Yeah.
So the bigger the trade you make relative to the overall size of the pool, the bigger the splash, so to speak.
Okay, I'm picturing our seesaw again. Small pebble on one end, no big deal. Drop a boulder on there, suddenly we're talking serious tilt.
Exactly. A large trade in a small illiquid pool can lead to significant price swings. This means that you might end up getting a much less favorable price for your swap than you initially expected based on the pre-trade ratios. That's price impact in action.
So size matters, both in terms of my trade AND, the liquidity pool itself. Trading in a larger, more liquid pool, that'd be like doing a cannonball in like an Olympic-sized pool, right? Like the impact is absorbed much more easily.
You got it. Larger pools are just less susceptible to like drastic price fluctuations from like individual trades. This is something that Goblins really emphasizes in their recommendations for liquidity providers. They're big on understanding these dynamics.
Which makes sense because let's face it, no one wants to get caught slipping in the liquidity pool.
That's an interesting way to put it. But you actually bring up a really good point. because there are other risks beyond just price impact that are really important to understand. One of them even has the word slippage in it.
Okay, now you've got to elaborate on that one. What is the slippage, and how is it different from price impact?
All right, so price impact refers to how your trade itself affects the price. Slippage, on the other hand, happens when the price changes between the time you submit your trade and when it actually gets executed, which can be caused by other trades happening at the same time or rapid market movements.
Ah, so it's like that split second when you're trying to buy a concert ticket online and you think you've got it, and then bam, price updated. Better luck next time, buddy.
Precisely. It's frustrating. And in the world of DeFi, it highlights the importance of understanding how these pools work.
Right, because an informed goblin is a happy goblin. Or something like that. Speaking of goblins, you mentioned they had some sage wisdom for how to, like, navigate these dangerous waters. What else do they recommend? So that people can avoid getting, shall we say, goblined by the DeFi gods. So we've talked about the importance of liquidity and the potential for price impact and slippage. A lot to keep in mind. What else do the goblins tell us about, like, staying safe out there in the wild of DeFi?
Well, they're big on diversification, for one. They actually compare it to, like, venturing into a dungeon. You wouldn't put all your loot in one treasure chest, would you?
I mean, I might be tempted, but that's probably why I'm hosting this deep dive and not slaying dragons in the metaverse.
Right. So goblins recommend spreading your assets across different pools and token pairs.
Mm-hmm.
That way, even if one pool experiences a downturn, your entire portfolio isn't wiped out.
Diversification. Mm-hmm. It's not just for grandmas and index funds anymore. So it's like the goblin equivalent of not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. And goblins actually goes even further. They highlight the importance of active liquidity management. They stress that setting and forgetting is a recipe for disaster in DeFi.
No lazy goblins allowed. What does, like, active management actually look like in practice?
It's all about staying informed. Goblins encourages liquidity providers to continuously monitor their positions. They want you to track pool performance and adjust your strategies as needed based on market conditions. They even suggest using analytics tools to make more, like, data-driven decisions. Knowledge is power, even for goblins.
Okay, I'm sensing a theme here. Be informed, be diversified, and be ready to adapt. Don't just blindly throw your tokens into a pool and hope for the best.
You got it. But one thing that really sets goblins apart is their emphasis on concentrated liquidity. They see this as a way to potentially enhance returns, while also navigating some of the inherent risks of liquidity provision.
We've danced around this idea a bit, but let's bring it back to our seesaw analogy. How does concentrated liquidity fit into this picture?
Okay, so imagine this. Instead of spreading your tokens across the entire length of the seesaw, you could focus your contribution to, like, a smaller specific range where you think most of the action or trades will happen. That's concentrated liquidity in a nutshell.
So it's like setting up shop right in the middle of the busiest marketplace, instead of trying to cover, like, the entire town square.
Precisely. By concentrating your liquidity within a narrower price range, you're saying, I believe the price of these tokens will mostly stay within these bounds, and I want to maximize my potential rewards by focusing my efforts here.
It's a more targeted approach, but like any strategy, it comes with its own set of considerations. Goblins doesn't shy away from this, does it?
Not at all. They're very upfront about the fact that while concentrated liquidity can amplify gains, it also means you could miss out on rewards if the price moves significantly outside of your chosen range.
High risk, high reward, just like most things in DeFi, I guess. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from like the elegance of the constant product formula to the nuances of concentrated liquidity. And the ever-present need for risk management, what's the key takeaway? Like, what's the aha moment that our listeners should be having right now?
I think the biggest takeaway is that participating in liquidity pools, especially ones using innovative models like goblins, requires an active, informed approach. It's not a passive investment strategy. It's about understanding the mechanics, managing your risks, and staying one step ahead of the goblins, so to speak.
So it's like learning to ride that DeFi seesaw. You can try to just sit there and hope for the best, or you can learn how to shift your weight, anticipate the movements, and maybe even have some fun while you're at it.
I like that analogy. And who knows, maybe with a bit of practice and a healthy dose of caution, our listeners will be riding that seesaw like seasoned goblins in no time.
There you have it, folks. A deep dive into like the fascinating world of liquidity pools, guided by the insights of the Goblins protocol themselves. And remember, DeFi is constantly evolving. And what we've discussed today is just the tip of the iceberg. Keep learning. Keep exploring. And until next time, happy swapping.